The Oregon Ducks baseball team made the postseason in 2015, but then went into a four-season slide where the program finished no higher than eighth place in the Pac-12 conference. Well, this year, the Ducks bounced back to a 27-11 record, and they're ranked as high as number 11 in the country in one of the college baseball polls. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can link up with us at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and support the show, and you can do so right there online, quickly, safely, securely, and remotely at WWIB.com. Oregon ace, lefty Robert Ahlstrom, back with me on the show today. So yesterday, Robert, we learned about your team. Kind of give us a scouting report on your team. Give us a scouting report on yourself here. What kind of pitcher are you?
Yeah, I've been working through the fall and winter on just continuing to develop my pitches. And right now I'm at a point where I feel like I can throw all of them with confidence in the strike zone when I need to and extend them. Depending on the count, I feel like my arm, my body this year have felt the best they ever have been. My recovery has been pretty easy, pretty simple. I'm on a good plan right now. After I throw, I'll do my recovery and get back. I've been feeling like I'm 100% for each start, so that's been something that's been awesome.
Good. Well, you're a hometown kid there from Eugene. So I got to ask, was it kind of the goal of yours, a dream come true, to wear the green and yellow of the Oregon Ducks?
Yeah. No, it's been awesome. Growing up, I'd always come to these games and watch and always dream about being on the field one day. So when I got the opportunity to come here, it was kind of a no-brainer. And then now that we're starting to be able to have fans back and stuff, just seeing how many people have been coming out to support me has been awesome. So yeah, it's a great community. I have a lot of people behind me in my corner. So yeah, it's been awesome. It's been truly a blessing.
Well, you guys have 15 games left before the postseason, and last year you only played 15 total because of the COVID shutdown and didn't play any summer ball because of that too. How much, Robert, did that impede your development as a player?
I mean, yeah, it was tough. I was still trying, or after the season, I took a little break just because we knew I probably wasn't going to be able to play summer ball, so there wasn't really a point of being game ready. So I was still playing catch and working out, but didn't really get the opportunity to go game speed until middle of the fall. So that was a long time off. It was a good rest for the arm. But, yeah, once I got back into things, after I continued to do my lifting and throwing, arms felt better than ever and body's feeling good. So that's just something that's been going well for me from that.
Okay, the Friday night pitcher, Oregon ace, Robert Ahlstrom, with me on Sports and Commentary. Let's have you share your story spiritually here of your relationship, your personal relationship with Jesus. Can you fill us in on your journey with Christ?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in a Christian household, going to church every Sunday, and I mean, I loved it right away. After I moved to Oregon, it was a little feeling out process around seventh grade of kind of finding a new church that me and the family were comfortable with. Once we were able to do that, met some good people in the community that I'm still in touch with today. Kind of fell away from it once college started, not necessarily my faith, just being able to go to church on a regular basis, but once I got to Oregon, I met some good people. Tony Overstake, who connected me with you. He's been kind of a really good guy in my life, just kind of keep me on track and just the faith aspect of my life. I attribute pretty much all my success to that. It's been able to keep me on track. So, I mean, it's been awesome for me to be able to play baseball, but maintain that faith in my life as well.
Good. Well, let's dig our cleats in here a little deeper in your story. How does your faith, Robert, translate to being a college baseball player? I mean, how does it make you a different person, you know, on the diamond and in the dugout?
Yeah, just the qualities and morals and stuff I learned through the book and reading his word and having a relationship with him are qualities that you look for in a baseball player on the field. Just being a leader in that aspect and keeping a calm, cool head and just being a good teammate. Like showing love and compassion to your teammates, just aspects like that. That's been super, super helpful in my development, along with being the best teammate and stuff I can be.
Okay, 6'2", junior left-handed pitcher Robert Ahlstrom of the U of Oregon baseball team, ranked as high as number 11 in the country. Looking ahead to, if not a lock in the NCAA, certainly a good shot at making the NCAA tournament for the first time in 6 years. Robert, thank you for joining us for these couple of days. Appreciate you sharing about baseball out there and about your faith today. God bless you.
All right, absolutely. Thank you for having me on.